Well, that's a sound I've not had the pleasure of hearing for the past couple of weeks. It's the splashing sound of some very keen Saturday morning swimmers putting the lengths in here at Brockwell Lido, of which I was one of them about a mere half hour or so ago. I was there in the pool, in the golden pool down here at Brockwell. So I've had an absence, I've had a sabbatical away from my spiritual home here in South London for the past couple of weeks. Mainly due to the dreaded pig sickness and my recovery of it, and the aches and the pains that the swine flu brought along. And I thought it probably best not to maybe infect the whole Lido community with the horrid sickness that was swine flu. So I came here this morning on Saturday rather early for the first time I returned. And, I don't like to diss the Lido, but I've not seen it at all before in almost 15 years looking in this kind of state. What a horrid thing to say, that's almost sacrilege. I think what the main issue is, or I can confirm what the main issue is there is a growing algae that is stretching from the deep end, I can see right in front of me now. And it goes down mainly the centre of the pool, and it's starting to eat into the shallow end as well. Now, one of the beauties of swimming here is just this wonderful blue reflective image that you have from the sky on a summer's day. And the whole water is just this dark blue that's so appealing to go and dive in, even though it's bloody cold. And now it's looking rather brown and not as appealing. So I went in, had the swim. Went underneath and sort of saw it was algae. And then in a very, very polite way, Han went to see Paul, who was a very friendly operations manager chap for Fusion here at the Lido, and asked him what the deal was with his algae. He's very approachable, he's a nice guy. And yeah, he went in to, gave me the science spin, the science lesson. And it just seemed, it's a balancing act here. It's balancing between pumping in lots of very unnatural chlorines and then overcompensating for the algae and killing them off. And then the downside is you get all these kids. I've got a couple of young ladies now walking past me. They'll come out bawling their eyes out saying they've got rashes in their eyes, or maybe it could trigger off eczema. And Paul showed me the scientific tests that have been carried out recently, and the pool water has been deemed very, very clean. But unfortunately, it doesn't look it. But anyway, it was a nice swim. That is really a minor gripe of what is my little paradise part here of South London. Happy to report elsewhere, the Lido Cafe is back up and running. I know a couple of local guys have got the lease here, and they've got this beach hut that's been put up, and they've got a very enticing range on the menu, all very, very well priced and very healthy as well, so that is good. I shouldn't really be here. I should be back at base. I promised to be having a quick swim and then get things done. Didn't quite happen. So much for my algae moans. It was so painful being here. I've actually spent the entire morning here at Brockwell, so it can't all be that bad. But I do need to disappear because we have plans for later on in the afternoon. Right, so that is the Brockwell algae situation. Hopefully it will resolve itself. There is this totally weird underground or aquatic hoover that you have to really see to be believed. It gets puts into place here each night, and it literally is so geeky. It goes into its own self-cleaning mode and does try and get the nasty algae sorted out. So maybe in a few days' time there could be an improvement. Okay, cheerio from the Lido.